Well, the transition of Kate Middleton from middle-class beauty to royal style icon has been studied by billions, perhaps never to the forensic level, though, taken by British Vogue. Next month's issue includes facts like these. The average number of teeth the Duchess exposes when she smiles, well, it's 8.6. The Duchess of Cambridge's hair has been the topic of much conversation over the years, and Vogue tells us the average length of one of her curls is 25 millimetres. For more formal occasions, the Duchess of Cambridge sometimes dons a fascinator, and the average angle, well, is 50 degrees.
She is the Queen in waiting, and I think there is still, whatever the anti-royalists say, there is still a huge amount of interest in sort of princess style, and she is the living embodiment of it, and she's coming after Princess Diana, which, you know, the world was obsessed with.
There is a bigger picture here. This style obsession is translating to real sales. This is an example of an Issa dress. Catherine likes them. She wore a similar one when she announced her engagement. And the dress has since become a collection staple. It was recut in 2011 and sold out in 24 hours. My Wardrobe, says Issa, sales are up 38% on last season. And the Duchess does like these L.K. Bennett nude shoes. She's famous for them. L.K. Bennett reported a 17% increase in gross profits this year. And chief executive Robert Didier is pragmatic. He told British Vogue, "It's wonderful that she likes our product, but we know that she could always move on." Vogue's Emily Sheffield told me the Kate effect isn't guaranteed.
It's great branding for them when she walks out and she's carrying a Whistles bag and she's another Reese dress, but I don't think it's had huge impact on their actual day-to-day sales. But recently, since becoming the Duchess, you have seen her become much more sort of grown up and elegant and refined, and she's wearing many more of our British brands.
So the Duchess of Cambridge is starting to become a fashion icon, it seems, but she's not quite at the level of her late mother-in-law, Diana, Princess of Wales. Max Foster, CNN, London.